I would tell you to be seated, but not quite yet, because here is where things are going to get interesting. I want to invite everybody, look at all of these empty pews. So if everybody would journey out of their comfort zone with me and scooch on up at least a couple pews, please. It'll make sense a little further down the sermon. Thank you. Dennis has taken the front row. Okay. Thank you. So, I'm going to explain a few things before I get started with my sermon. Part of the reason Bill and I decided to exchange pulpits today is because I have a desire to share Odyssey with everyone. So, I want to share with you what I'm doing now and why God has led me there and what God has taught me. And I hope to bring some of them to you and what they've taught me so far. For those of you who don't know, Odyssey is the congregation that I am now the pastor of. They are a ministry that was started 16 years ago by Hopewell Reformed Church out of Hopewell Junction. We meet every Sunday in Poughkeepsie, and we are a congregation of people of all abilities. A lot of people come from group homes in the Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County area. A lot of people either have physical or cognitive disabilities. But we are somewhere that opens up for anyone and everyone looking to see and experience God. Now, why I love it is because I get to do all this fun, crazy stuff that I don't get to do in a normal, traditional church. Which we all know is my thing, lest we not forget the confetti cannons of the beginning of this year, right? So, a few things that I've learned from Odyssey. One, the front rows are the good seats, okay? So at Odyssey, the front rows is where everybody sits first. Nobody wants to be in the back there. We've got a band that sits up here usually if you're in Odyssey space, and they want to engage. When I preach, I walk through the entire area because they want to be included. Now also, when I preach, they answer me. When I ask questions, I get answers whether I like them or not. Okay? Sometimes it's a little scary and you gotta like take a pivot. But they talk to me, okay? They talk to each other. It's not a sit down and listen to what Reverend Sarah has to say. It is interactive, okay? And many of us here, that's how we learn, right? Many of us learn by moving. Many of us learn by talking and experiencing. Not a lot of us learn by just listening. So my goal every Sunday from behind my pulpit, by the way, I don't even have a pulpit. We meet in a warehouse space. So I have a little stool that I sit when I need to sit and a little music stand that holds my sermon. There's no pulpit. I get to freely wander around. And they engage, and they talk to each other and me, and it's disruptive, and it's noisy, and it's loud, and people move around, and it's beautiful. And it's beautiful. So Odyssey has taught me that you don't have to be quiet in worship. The next thing, and the thing I want to focus on today, is Odyssey has taught me to pray. Now, I know you may be thinking, but Sarah, you're an ordained minister, which you have been for many years. What do you mean they just taught you how to pray in the last 7 months? We may have a problem here. No, they've taught me how to have a deeper prayer life. At Odyssey, we have a time, just like you do here, of prayer requests and concerns. Okay? Now, just like here, People will raise their hands. Now, I know when it comes to that time, there are only going to be a few of you here today that raise your hands, if any, right? At Odyssey, it takes 20 minutes from the beginning of the prayer concerns to the Lord's Prayer every Sunday. 20 minutes. And that's because they value prayer so deeply that they want to pray and experience everything with each other. I can tell you that my friend Buddy, who sits right about here in my congregation, Buddy is going to raise his hand and he's going to tell me what outing he went with his staff on this week. And he's going to be so thrilled that he got to take the bus by himself home. Because those are his joys this week. And I know my friend Erica, who sits over here, she just got back from Florida, yes, in a hurricane, to go on her first plane trip to visit her grandparents. And she's going to share that joy. And I know that I have friends in my congregation who have lost somebody. And they will share those pains. But what they have taught me the most is that we take absolutely everything to God. And so our scripture this morning comes from 1 John. This is 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the boldness that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. This is the word of the Lord. You see, my friends, right here, we see written that God hears our every single prayer. God hears them, and God does what? What does God do? Hears them and answers them, yes. God not only hears them, but answers them. And as you heard me tell the kids, does God always answer them the way that we think God should? No. No. And much like many of us were parents, we knew better for our children, right? And the same can sometimes be for God. God knows what we need, even if we come with a laundry list of our needs and wants, okay? God knows what we need even before we need it. And God will provide an answer, but maybe not in the way we expect it. Often not in the way we expect it, but in the way that is right for us. So I'm going to ask questions now, okay? So please play along with me. It gets real awkward if everybody just stares at me for a while. Some of them are easy. What is prayer? What is prayer? Talking to God, right? Is there anywhere we cannot pray? No, right? Anytime, anywhere, any place. Okay? Does God ever not listen? No. No. God always listens. And God always what? Answers. Okay? You see, I repeat things a lot because for my congregation, they may need me to repeat it about 50 times before they actually get it. Because I'm trying to get people to remember, right? And we remember by repetition. So a lot of times we can get caught up in the how we pray, right? I could teach whole classes on ways of prayer. You can pray with your body. You could journal. You could write to pray. You could pray out loud. You could pray quietly, right? All these different ways. And I bet many of you, just like myself, you have kind of a preferred way to pray, right? A way that you find most comfortable talking to God. For me, it's one of two. I like to journal, so I got to write it out. Or I have to be in my car, which is great now that I have a commute. Those are my two preferred ways of praying. So think of yours for a second. And I want to ask you a question. And I want you to be honest with yourself and with God. And you do not have to answer this out loud to anyone. When was the last time you spent some good time in conversation with God? not just a hey, quick, hey, God, you know, here's my laundry list. Okay, gotta go, bye. I mean, when was the last time you really got to spend some time with God? For some of us, it may have been a lot longer than we liked. For some of us, it could have been this morning. But I want to encourage you to examine that inside yourself. And I also want to read verse 14 again. And this is the boldness that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Did you guys hear that word? What word did I say? I emphasized it. Boldness. We are called to approach the throne of God in boldness, right? We don't need to be these meek little kids that come to God like, excuse me, God. No, because we are his. Do you believe that? All too quiet. Do you believe that you are God's? Yes. And do you believe you have the right to go to the throne in boldness and pray? Do you believe that you have the right to go to the throne in boldness and pray? You guys don't sound like you believe it, though. Come on, come on. There's not enough coffee. Do you believe that you can go to God in boldness? Yes, thank you. God listens and God answers. So today we're going to do something special. It is something that I started back in March with Odyssey. And we're still doing it every Sunday. I'm going to have my ushers come forward, and in they have baskets. And in those baskets, you're going to find slips of paper and pens, okay? I want you to take as many slips of paper as you want or need to. On those slips of paper, we're going to take a little bit of time. I'll have Joy play a little pretty music. You're going to write your prayer requests, okay? Concerns, requests, joys, anything that you know you need to lay down on that throne. And if it's something very quiet, you can just write a code word, okay? The only person who's going to see these is me when I put them together, okay? What's going to happen is these strips of paper are going to make a prayer chain. So I'll turn them all into a chain, and I'll send it back with Bill so he can have it in the sanctuary next week. At Odyssey, we've been doing this since March, and our table, like I said, we don't have an actual sanctuary, so we use one of those big folding tables, okay? Our table is covered in a paper chain. And that's because those are all the prayers that we have all given to God since March together as a church. And it's so amazing because the people in my congregation get so excited when they see me take this giant brown paper bag out every week, right? Plop it down and literally scoop out this prayer chain and put it on the table. And one member in particular, he always comes up and he says, Pastor Sarah, it's going to take over this building. And I say, I know. And he says, but God heard it all. And I said, you betcha he did, Chris. God heard every word of it. So I'm going to invite everybody, I'm going to invite Jeannie and Lisa forward. Please take as many or as little. I ask everybody at least one, okay? Play along. And then hold on to them. When I see everybody's kind of done, you'll get your next instructions. Thank you. So to end the sermon this morning, we're going to do things a little different, as we already have. We're going to have anybody who wants to, if you don't want to do this, you can raise your hand and I'll come get them from you. Bring up your prayer concerns, requests, and prayers, and we're going to place them on the table, on the communion table, for we know that when we lay them on the table, we lay them at the feet of God, who always hears us. So I'm going to invite you to come forward and to lay them on the table. If you guys think of anything you would like to add to the prayer chain or to the table this morning. In the back, there are plenty of more slips of paper. Please write them all down. Place them on the table if you have more. We'll leave this as a little bit of a quiet space for anybody who may need it today after this, okay? Now, won't you please join me in prayer? Amazing God, we sit in awe of you this morning. You are a God who loves us abundantly and always listens. And we praise you for such a gorgeous fall day, for the ability to gather freely to worship you and to fellowship. God, we ask that we have boldness to pray, that we can come to you with anything and everything, in any state, in any emotion, and know that you are there. And so, God, we lift up to you this nation. We lift up to you this congregation. We lift up to you our denomination and our church. We lift up to you Hurley, Kingston, Ulster County, the state of New York. We lift up to you the unrest in the world today. We pray for all of those who are sick, those in the hospital struggling. Be with Karen and her daughter. Be with Wayne. Be with those who are shut in and unable to get out. Be with us on days when our compassion and mercy feel empty. Refill us. Help us to love our enemies more instead of breeding hate. Help us to be people seeking justice and love. Help us to be Jesus on earth. We are your hands, we are your feet. Teach us, Lord. We give all of these prayer requests to you this morning, knowing that you answer, knowing that we are loved, we are your children. And we pray the prayer your Son so long ago taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, my friends, for playing with me this morning and doing something a little different. And now we will switch things back and we will collect this morning's offering. As we do so, let us remember how amazingly blessed we are by a God who has unending love.